Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Marcia Egan. MarciaEgan1G.com is the website. Inbox Detox is the title of her book. She's a certified leadership coach, and she's our good friend. We're talking about procrastination. Marcia, what else do we need to know about procrastination?
Well, one of the ways to get around or through procrastination is to set up what I call accountabilities. It sounds like a big word, but sometimes if there's something that I know I need to do and it's just been on the list and I moved it forward, I'll email someone and tell them, I will send this to you by Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So now I have made the commitment.
Yes.
And that's a good way to do it.
And you've established a trust expectation.
Exactly. And at that point, now there are two people in the game, not just me.
Right.
And another one is to have an accountability partner. Some people they're in mastermind groups, or they have, you know, one person that they work with and they meet maybe twice a month or even every week to just commit to each other what they're going to accomplish. And this is where you get the important but not urgent things
mm-hmm.
done. Another one's to delegate. If you're lucky enough to have people working with you in your business, if you delegate it and you're the boss, it's probably going to get done faster than if you mm-hmm. say you're going to do it yourself.
That's a really important moment in any business owner's life when they when they get to the point where they've got a little bit of a crew,
mm-hmm.
and they realize, wait a minute, I don't have to do all these pieces. I've got peeps who can help me with this.
Exactly.
And you learn how to delegate. I'll tell you, that was an aha moment when I realized that delegating could be fun. Now my people look at me and say, well, boss, aren't you ever going to do anything? Why are you giving us everything? So I've taken to it pretty well. But you know, I want to come back to trust for a minute.
Okay.
I want to come back to when this is really a problem, because if you're violating trusts, if you're disappointing people, if it's affecting your ability to succeed, then you know, you and I've been laughing and joking about it, and I've talked about being an organized procrastinator and things like that. But it is a condition, isn't it? It is a psychological condition that some of us have more than others, and it can derail you.
Oh, one instance of broken trust can mess up a relationship that you've built over the years, and that's why committing to someone. Yeah, there are a lot of people, and this isn't a bad thing. They are motivated by wanting to please others, or wanting to not disappoint others, or wanting to have a great impression. And if you say to them, I will get this proposal to you by Tuesday end of day, all of a sudden it's like you do have a boss looking over your shoulder because you've committed to it. And
right.
And that's using, it's almost like using the threat of broken trust over you to get something done.
Well, and you know, you need to do that both ways. For example, if it's a customer, you need to say to them, when do you need this?
Exactly.
When I had my consulting company, or when I work with a couple corporations now, I ask them, when do you need this? What are our deadlines? What are our times? And then if I have to, I'll try to break it down even more. And that helps me to be a little bit more organized as a procrastinator. But also your employees, when you give it to your employees, you need to say, now look, I need this by Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. Exactly. And you know, just a little side thing is I've learned along the way it's even better to say I need this Friday at 2:00
mm-hmm.
because Friday could mean midnight Friday too to them.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what else, if you find yourself making excuses, if you find yourself looking for excuses, then you're probably a procrastinator and it may be causing you trouble.
It could be. But I think solid truth is we all procrastinate. Everybody procrastinates about something. And, you know, you got to pick what's important and what's not important. And for the important things, that's when you need to do things that are going to mobilize you, even though you may not want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you another thing. We talked a little bit about it earlier. Break a project down.
Oh.
And decide if you're the kind of person who would rather do the ugly ones first and the easy ones second, or the easy ones first and the ugly ones last. You know, whatever it works for you. But the more you break it down and you realize that, I think that's another reason why some people procrastinate. They look at a project and it just looks too big.
Very, very true. And there's another little, I guess I would call it a trick to avoid procrastination or to get through procrastination, is to figure out what is the actual next step I need to do here. And if the example is I need to get snow tires for my car, that just hangs out there as that task. But what do you really need to do? I need to call my brother-in-law because he knew a guy who had a deal on tires.
Wholesale. I get them wholesale, right?
Right. But so the if you can figure out the absolute next step rather right. than thinking about the whole project,
right.
you can actually get it moving.
That's it. Marcia Egan with 1G.com is the website. Marcia Egan is the name of the books, Inbox Detox. Marcia Egan is the name of one of our favorite Brain Trust members. Marcia, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I will do.
We'll see you next time.
Have a great week. Bye.
Marcia Egan, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. We'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.